Hey, so have you ever had a friend that is always a ball of energy, always seems super positive, or that just have a really positive perspective on things no matter what's happening? You have a friend who's a go-getter, who inspires you to be better, but is full of laughs. And even though you guys don't get together as often as you should, like you're constantly planning a day to get together, when you do get together, she's amazing. It's a ball of laughs. And she speaks your name in rooms where you're not there. I've got a friend like that. And of course, I'm so happy to share her with you. Her name is Kimberly Michelle. And on this episode of You Are Worth the Work, we're going to talk about her transition from her job to being an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about our tiny humans who are not so tiny. And she's going to tell you how to calm your crazy. Let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Okay, hey you guys. I'm gonna tell you a story about how I started recording, screwed this up, had to get a new. Anyway, actually, I'm not gonna tell the story because that's just how stuff goes. And you guys know me, I do stuff on the fly. I do it right after I get off work or during my lunch hour. So we're rolling with it. So speaking of rolling with it and moms who just get stuff done, I am super, super excited to have Kimberly Michelle on today. Not only is she my friend, but she is a motivational speaker. Yes, I'm reading it. She's a meditation teacher. She's a mentor. She's your eternally optimistic bestie you didn't know you needed. Actually, I didn't know I needed her, but now I can't live without her. She helps moms learn how to pause, take a breath, and navigate the motherhood journey with more peace, less stress, and show up unapologetically as more than just your kid's mom, right? And we all need that. I'm going to skip like the story today because I want to get in this with her because she's got some cool stuff coming up. I want to talk about her journey from her job to entrepreneurship to navigating motherhood. And she's got a program coming. Sorry, I need to scoot up a little bit. Program called Calm Your Chaos that I am very, very excited to hear about. So I'm going to bring her on after our take two.
Hey.
I promise you, I had this all set up in my mind. I was like, I'm going to record my live intro and then I'm going to stop the recording. Then I'm going to start another recording because that's what I do with my audio, right? I can stop and start my audio, but apparently with video.
It's like we gonna do it like this. I love it.
But that's how we, but that's what we do, right? We just kind of make stuff, we
Yes,
make stuff
look,
happen.
make it work.
And I'm thankful for friends like you that are just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. It's
It's
fine.
fine.
It'll be fine.
It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
So, how are you?
I am good. I am good. I am good. When you told me, hey, do you want to do the podcast? And I asked you, I said, do I have to put on lipstick? Because I'll put on lipstick if it's for you, because we are kindred about like, look, if I got to put on makeup, okay, I will.
Mean, I get
I mean,
only
I
for you.
only for you though. But no, yeah, I'm good. I'm really, really good. How are you?
Hey, you know, it's a day.
Yeah, I know.
We're going out of town tomorrow
Oh, okay.
for a
Nice.
tournament, and so you know,
I
I've
know.
already done laundry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, I've got a list of the things in my head that need to happen,
Yeah.
and so those things will happen, but after this, not right
Yeah.
now.
That's fine.
And one of those things does include a manicure and a pedicure because hashtag self-care.
Thank you. Hello. Must do. Right?
It is a
Absolutely.
must do. Okay, so the first question I ask all my guests is, what fills up your cup?
Ooh, I like it. Okay, so lots of things, but they're not very I don't know, I guess like if you would say like grandiose, they're really very simple, right? I like simple
this
stuff.
Good.
I love simple, right? And so my garden, gardening and doing all the things. Oh, when I tell
you. I saw that. You have a green thumb and I'm like, I buy my stuff from the grocery store.
Girl, it has been a work in progress and I have killed lots of things. So it just like where we are in this chapter of actually getting the things to grow, I have killed plenty of plants. So I love that. I love cooking. I love reading, baking, because cooking and baking are a little bit different, but
they
I like
different.
Both of those.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer baking. I do. I prefer
Is it because baking. They're like sweet? Because they're sweet treats. And cooking, you have to do it every day. Because children.
Why do they have to eat every day?
No, every meal, every day.
And they're always hungry. It's like the audacity. Why can you have like your school stomach, right? What about the school stomach? Don't come here with the non-school stomach child. Be right. Like, I'm dying. Yes, that. I'm like, you're not dying. Just stop. But we did meal prep. And so that has helped. We're instituting that now because like you, I am a boy mom of an athlete. And so you know, they're always eating. It's like nonstop. They're always wanting stuff, but you want them to eat good stuff. And so I said, look, kid, you know how to cook. You know how to make stuff. You're going to help me meal prep this stuff so that when you're hungry in those like kind of pockets of time throughout the day before I can get to this other meal, you can go outside.
Which is all the time.
Always. I'm looking at the stuff now. I said, I just made all this stuff. You mean like you've eaten all the thing, but whatever.
Fresh out. We're fresh out.
It's okay.
So this is the only time my pantry is closed.
Because
right now, because they're not home.
I'm like, they're probably not home yet.
They are not home. You see how quiet it is.
It. I know. I told him, I said, you have got to be quiet. So you and the dog, y'all have to go.
Find something to do.
Something else to do for like 30 minutes, man. Just go. He's like, okay, mom. Okay. So, but yeah, long story short, and I'm rambling, but yeah, those things. I love doing those things. And I also enjoy listening to silence, like that nothing. That is absolutely just like the Willy Wonka golden ticket of my day. It is the best thing because you just all the noise, like the ambient noise, just all that extra stuff and having that time where there is literally nothing. I love that. I have to have that. I have to.
I did not realize how much I loved silence until not even children, not even when they were younger. Because silence means something is wrong, right? When they're toddlers, it's like,
Too quiet.
Yeah. But now that they're nine, it's like, you just walked in this house and screamed for no reason at all. And I'm of the mindset that I'm going to let it happen because I'd rather you do it here at home in your safe space than at that school. Don't be at the school just yelling for no reason.
Right.
They'll call the people on me and then I have to explain why you're yelling.
You're like, why is your child screaming? It's like, he's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. So I give them this space to yell and, you know, do kid things because at school, what, 6-7 hours a day, you're expected to sit and take in information. Like that is exhausting.
It is.
So, and especially today, I don't even know that they had regular recess because it rained here today. And, you know, the fields were all muddy and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I can't even imagine what that's going to be like when they get home. They're going to be so wound up. Oh, my God. But, yeah, the silence, like, that, because I work from home, I treasure that. And even sometimes I'll just ride in the car with nothing.
With no radio, nothing.
Just nothing. I just want to listen to the stuff, the whatevers.
Yes. So. Yes, absolutely.
But I love that. I love that your things that fill your, I mean, they're yours and you can call them simple, but they're a big deal because they're important. They're important to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I make it a habit, a very good habit of interviewing people that I know in real life.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell the story about how we met.
Okay.
It was not really, I mean, it was kind of a blind date, but it was more like a setup. Like we were set up.
We were set up.
On a group date.
We had a mutual love of fitness and kale. Remember? Yes, it was kale. And we spent a few minutes talking about kale chips and all the things that you can do with kale and why it was good and people need it in their life. So mm-hmm. my cousin, she actually knew you first, which I still to this day don't
know. Preschool.
She met you.
Preschool. So what's her youngest went to preschool with my boys.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she was like, hey, I know this lady and her name is Kim too. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Like, I don't know. I just don't run into a whole lot of Kimberlys like anymore. Like, I don't know.
Not really.
And so, and I said, okay, cool. She's like, and she's weird just like you. I said, define weird. What do you mean, family? What do you mean? And she said, y'all like all that working out and eating kale. And like, literally those were her words. And I said, okay. I said, well then, yes, I'm
just a person.
And I said, okay, fine. And so then we all, like, we kind of figured out how we were going to, like meet up and all of that. And then we didn't have kale and we didn't work out, but we ate tacos. And I think that was a good, like, second to working out.
I feel
out
like kale. Tacos is all you need, right?
It's like, period. Like, it's, that's it. That's all. Tacos.
If you can be friends over tacos, then you get us. And I want to say that was 2017.
Or something. Yeah, it's been
2016
a minute.
Or 2017. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And we're still here. And
I know, it's been a good minute, right? It's been a good while, though.
I love that. I love hearing the story again because it, like, you know, brings you back how simple it is. It's how people can say your name in a room. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Which is really how, well, I'll get to that. I'll get to how we got hooked up in public speaking later.
Okay.
Because that was one of those things where you thought of me mm-hmm. and it was a random, you know, it was one of those things. It was like something I was not expecting that has changed the trajectory. If I can talk today, that'd be fantastic. That would change the trajectory of my life. And so I'm appreciative to you for that, but we'll talk about that
okay.
a little later. So you, once upon a time, you had a day job.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So once upon a time in a land far, far away.
In a time long, long ago.
Right. Long, long ago. I was a teacher. Actually.
Bless
I was
you. Because yes. My God.
Yes. I was in education and I taught for 5 years and I've done littles. I've done like the medium, like upper elementary, and then I've done high school. So I have seen people's kids in, yes, ma'am, all the way up to three-year-olds. I started with babies. I know. So when I say littles, I mean littles. And so all the way up to like, I think 17, 18, right? They're turning 18 now, some of them. So I was their Spanish teacher. And so I taught Spanish to littles, to middle, kind of upper elementary, and then to high school. So it honestly, and I told the students this, the older age students, I told them, I said, this was definitely, this experience with you guys was one of the greatest highlights of my adult working career. Like I just absolutely loved interacting with, I called them tall people because I mean, they're all taller than me, but.
I mean, that's not hard.
So you and I, we both shared this thing where we call our kids, I don't know, I don't get away with it so much because he's not so tiny, but we would call them tiny humans. Mm-hmm. Because they are human people, they're just smaller. And mm-hmm. so I will call them tall people. And it was just a highlight. Like I learned so much, even with them being young and being teenagers. And I'm quite far removed from a lot of that, like how, where they are in their life. Like I'm far removed from that, but I learned so much from them. And it was just a really great experience. I loved it. I did.
So if you loved it so much, why aren't you a teacher anymore?
So I tell them it's because I work for the CIA. No, no, it's
let's no rumors get started.
Listen, well, I put it out there, so I can't be mad if it like starts going somewhere. But so in your life, you know as well as I do, you have these kind of like callings, like these drives, these pullings, these urges, whatever you want to call it, that you know you're being pushed into a different arena, into a different space. Mm-hmm. And so the way I look at it now in my life is that I'm not 100% interested in knowing all of the whys of things. I just go with it because I know at some point I'm going to know what it's for. I'm going to know why it was, But I think if you spend so much time, I got to know this, I have to know this, I have to have all this, I have to have all of this. Sometimes you have to step out with what that drive is, like what's been placed here, mm-hmm. and just go with it. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I didn't love my job and that I didn't love my kids. It just meant that at that point in time in my life, I was being directed to do something else.
I love that, just because I think we, and especially as moms, are afraid to kind of step out mm-hmm. and write that book or start that podcast or, yeah. you know, start that business because we're afraid of leaving the known for the unknown. Yes. Except I feel like you can always come back, mm-hmm. you know, like it's a great way to take a leap. Knowing that, listen, there's a teacher shortage. If push came to shove,
I could go back.
Is not hiring you back.
Right. Right. Yes.
There's no way you don't get another job if that's right. what you want. If for whatever reason, you know, you walk through this chapter, and that's what I think all of these are chapters, some chapters longer than others.
Right.
You walk through this chapter and you're like, okay, I've done what I meant to do here for this long.
Yes.
I want to go back and take what I've learned here and right. enrich mine. So, I mean, that's one thing that I know kept me from doing stuff was because, you know, it was like, well, what if it fails? Well, you just go back to doing what you were doing before. It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine. But go do it.
Right. Go try. Right. We tell our kids that stuff, right? We tell our kids, dream big, go try, go do. You can't, like, we lift them up so much. But when it comes to ourselves, we're like, I don't know, girl, maybe like, maybe if, I don't know, right? We do the exact opposite to what we give out to our friends and our other family members mm-hmm. and our kids and all these other people. And I'm going to say that is because as a mom, we work so hard to keep stability mm-hmm. and routine for our children because they have to learn what that looks like, which mm-hmm. they do. I mean, sure, let them be wild, but they have to know what structure looks
but
like.
But you need to be wild between like 5:30 right, and 5:37 because we got to go. We got to go. We got practice at 6:30.
Exactly. Wild is done now. Like, we'll put wild back on the books later. You've had enough wild today. But you want them to do those things. You know, you do. Mm-hmm. But for mothers, I don't know if it's that we forget how to do it, but we have to reach a lot farther back sometimes mm-hmm. to be okay with.
We have to dig in the weeds, I think. You know, we spend a lot of our time, we're in the forest and we're making sure this is done, that's done, all the things. We make sure the things are taken care of.
Right. And we then make ourselves one of the things. Mm-hmm. We don't make ourselves as one of the things on the, if you're going to mm-hmm. be checking boxes,
make sure
you got a box with your name next to it.
And it's at the top. It's not at the bottom.
Right. No, don't put it way down up in here because we all know when we have those really long lists, what happens when you start getting down here?
You don't. How's that? How about you don't?
Right. Or you just pretend you just cross it off because it looked nice and you know you didn't do
that. You didn't do any of that.
You didn't do it. So yeah.
I love that. Yes. Okay. Tell me about... Okay, so while we're talking about your new chapter, tell me about, how do I want to do this? Do I want to talk about meditation first, or do I want to talk about Get Amplified first?
Let's do the Get Amplified because it goes.
It does tie in. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
let's talk Get Amplified because then we can tell the other story about your random phone call out of the blue.
Which was so crazy. That's an optimistic bestie and most random phone call text person. Like, hey, let me ask you a question. Like, what are you doing now? Like, that's me. So Get Amplified Entertainment is a talent booking agency, and they do campus programming for all of the colleges and universities that are a part of the NACA, which is an organization specifically for those educational universities and colleges where they're looking for programming for their students or for their staff for various enrichment or various entertaining purposes. And so when it's a whole other situation that about how I even got with the Get Amplified, but to not muddy all of that up, I use the things that I learned in education and the things that I have learned as being a mom to my kid and just through life in crafting programs and keynotes and workshops and retreats and all of these different things for college students. So that there was this one thing I had put on a blog post that I did about we are the lighthouses. Shine the light for people who are approaching the same rocks that we hit.
Wow.
And it's paraphrased, a quote, it's on there, but I liked it so much because that is literally what we are as mothers, as adults, as women in community, as whoever we are, whatever we wear. If I've been here longer than somebody else behind me, chances are I've probably already done or thought about or have seen a similar scenario to where I see you going. Have you thought about this? What about this? What about this? People are going to do what they want to do. But I do think that we have an obligation to offer our knowledge and not gatekeep everything and say, well, I had to figure it out, so you need to figure it out. Some stuff.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Like, I'm like, would you just open the gate, man? Like, pull the curtains back so I could peek in the window. Like, that part, it drives me crazy because it's selfish in a negative way. Mm-hmm. If you know something that you know will help somebody, and just because you didn't get it, what would have happened if somebody would have gave you that help? Like, why not? And
no, so,
you know, and so with Get Amplified Entertainment, I'm able to offer those lessons and tools and things that I've learned to hopefully be impactful to a really important demographic. Because when you're talking 18 to 22, is that college? 22, 23, depending on what you're going for, depending on what, you know, your major is.
23, I was on the 5.5-year plan.
Right, I'm like, depending on what you're going for, right? Well, depending on what you want to do. Like, it somewhere in there, your early 20s, there's a lot of stuff that you don't know just about life and people. And I think that, especially as a mom, we're very capable to say, hey, let me tell you something. You know, in a way that only moms know how to communicate, like, honey, let me tell you something. Let me just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're just able to do that in a really nice way. So.
I love that. I love that so much. So, and I love that you invited me to join you.
Yes.
With a random phone call.
Yes.
It was like, hey, what are you up to?
And you're like, right now, or in general.
Like, I'm driving right the second, but
yeah, I was,
you
like,
know.
So how about we take all that stuff that you know how to do so well, and we help impact some people? Because, and I'm going to give you some flowers right now, so be ready to just like sniff them all up.
Okay, so I've got tissue right here, just in case you make me cough.
In case, what the reason why I thought about you, and it is like you said, it's important to surround yourself with people who will think of you for good things when you're not there, who will speak kindly and well of you in rooms when you're not there. But what made me think of you was the admiration that I have always had for you, even from when I met you, of one, being a mom to two tiny humans at the same time. And even though they're twins, they're totally different individuals. Mm-hmm. And so navigating the different changes that I was even a part of your life for in terms of your job and just kind of different, you know, family events and structures and things like that, and how you managed to stay positive, you managed to stay optimistic and forward looking and forward moving, but not in a delusional sort of way. You're very practical, right? Like, you're very, and when I say delusional, I mean, it's not like you would say, oh, well, the kitchen's on fire, but it's okay. It's like, to me,
it's fine. Everything's fine.
not that.
Call 911 though.
Right. It's right. You're just, to me, you are an inspirational individual, because knowing even more of your story, how you even kind of evolved into this version of Kimberly, you are willing to do what it takes to get to a place that you want to be. And I think that that's inspirational, because people will stop because they have all of this extra stuff and they will say, I don't care. I don't care, but you're not that person. and you show people that if you are willing to commit, if you're willing to try, if you're willing to show up, then you stand a fighting, I don't want to say bad things because I don't want to get your podcast flagged. You stand a really great fighting chance of getting where you're trying to go. And I think that that's just such a light, just such a beacon for people. And it's so inspirational. And whether I've ever told you or not, I'm telling you now, you inspire the heck out of me all the time. All the time. Always. You do.
I'm a G, so I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, that's right. We don't cry.
I'm a G, so I'm not going to cry.
Right. We don't. Right.
I appreciate you saying that just because I know that there are other moms that will quit on the things that they want to do. Because it's not happening as quickly as it seems in their mind, right?
Yeah.
So I've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And are there things that I wish would happen with it? Absolutely. Is my life a tornado wrapped in a hurricane? Also true.
Yes.
But if I can just keep doing this, if I can just keep doing, I'm not going to call it the bare minimum because I do feel like it kind of diminishes.
Yes.
What I do and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If I just keep doing what I do, you know,
yeah.
Work the day job.
Yeah.
Record in pockets, do stuff right when I get off. You know, like right now I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, okay, we got 10 minutes or so left because you've got to get your human somewhere. I've got to get the humans because they got to do what they do.
Right.
But if we just keep doing the things, no matter how long it takes, it's authentic. It feels good.
Yeah.
And you still carve out that time for yourself. Like this,
yes,
this little setup I have right here
yes.
brings me joy. And as long as we keep doing the little things that bring us joy in the midst of our chaos.
Absolutely.
I think keeps everybody happy.
Yes.
Because if mom is joyful, the rest of the house is joyful.
Exactly.
We don't want mom to be unjoyful.
No.
So I do love that I just said meditation because you are, like I said in your bio, you are a meditation teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about kind of how you got started briefly and how that kind of gets you into your program that's coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about. Sure. So I got started in meditation like 8-some-odd years ago. And it was because at that point in my life, I tell people if rock bottom had a basement, I lived there, right? So here's rock bottom. Here's the basement. This is my little raggedy bed and my little dusty, crusty TV. And, you know, the
one. At least you had a TV.
Listen, but
did it have cable?
No, it didn't. It was the kind with the antennas and they were
just channel 2, 3, and 4.
Right. Exactly. It was just, it was a hot mess, just the worst. And so my mom was like, hey, I know this lady and she's got this class and you're going. And I'm like, no, I ain't. I went because mom says go. And so I went.
It wasn't a suggestion.
No, it was a you coming. And I was like, yeah, okay, mom, I'm coming. And so that was, you know, back then. And I do it every day, just like you do. I do it every single day because it is a grounding element of my life. And the benefits that I've personally experienced with it, it does give you more self-awareness because it gives you that opportunity and that time to connect with yourself. And so you have that silence we're talking about. You get the clarity, the peace of mind, stress reduction. As a mom, you say stressed and all of us turn around. We're like, are you talking to me? That is my name. My name is not mom. It is stressed. And so it doesn't eliminate it because I'm not going to lie. Like it doesn't, but it does give you a practical tool to help yourself navigate it as you move through your day to get to something else. And so, I teach people how to do that. I teach different ways that you can do that, which there's several different ones as opposed to just kind of sitting still or doing lots of great yoga poses and things like that. Because face it, we all can't do that, mobility and so on and so forth. But I teach people how to not be afraid of it and how they can incorporate it, like you've said before, in pockets, and how when you show up and you do sit or you do practice, you do participate, that matters. And if you don't do it like I do, if we don't do it like you do, that's
okay.
You do what resonates for you and what works for you, and you will continue to do it. And that's where the impact comes, because it's something that feels okay to you as an individual. And that's what I try to impart to people.
Have you noticed that by meditating, by your consistent practice of meditation, has your not so tiny human either taken up the practice or acknowledged its benefits, and has it helped him in the long run? Or yeah, just as a student athlete, but two, just as a kid.
Yeah. When he was younger, he would sit with me. And then as he's gotten older, he knows, like, let's say he'll come in the room and he'll see, oh, mom's meditating. He'll close the door really quietly. And then he'll come back when he might think I'm finished. He doesn't interrupt. He understands that this is not a moment for me unless literally the house is about to blow up. Like, don't come and bother me right now. He understands that. But he has said, I remember, because I used to be really angry, way back, and he would say, mom, you're always mad. And it broke my heart.
I cannot even see that in you. So yeah. I know the meditation's working, because I don't know that's something that I can look at your face and say, oh, she could be mad. Oh, she could be on fire. No.
Listen, I was gross. The Incredible Hulk. And when Bruce Banner says, I'm always angry, I was always angry, period. And he would say that. And so now he's like, you're small all the time, mom. Like, so he will say different things. And so I know that it's a change. It's a benefit. And for him to notice that, and for me to notice that, it's worth it. It's worth the time.
I love that. I love that so much. And I just, that's one of the biggest things about consistently performing habits that benefit you as moms, right? If you consistently move your body, you consistently fuel your body with good food. And I'm not talking about and, I'm talking or,
right.
You pick, you know, you spend your 10 minutes meditating or doing yoga or something that brings you joy every single day. Just do a little bit of something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Your kids know that.
Yeah.
My kids know if that light is on in the workout room,
mom's in there.
Find you something to do.
Yep.
Or find your dad. Like,
do something else, but don't come in here.
But not this. Because this is me. This is the time that I need to fill up my cup and be a better human for you. Because you don't want me to not be that.
Better human, right?
Better humans for everybody.
Yes, it is. Win, 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 win.
Everybody wins when I get my workout in. Yeah. It is such a win. Oh, my God.
I love it. Yeah.
So with that, with the meditation, with the motivational speaking and the teaching, how did calm your chaos get? Where did that even come from? How did you even think to start that? Because I love it.
It came literally, like most things with me, come kind of like this random, like, oh, hey, what if I did this? And so just thinking about just this time of the year, right? Because when it kind of came about, like in the brainstorming phase, it was after the holidays, and we all know holidays just do something to you. And then knowing that spring break was kind of coming up and summer is on the horizon. And as a mom, as a parent, you're already like thinking of these things, like, you know, these things are coming. And I thought, I said, there's got to be something that I can do to help moms not necessarily transition into these various like pockets of the rest of the year, but give them something else to do to remind them that if you're going to calm your craziness, right? If you're going to calm your craze, try some of these things. I'm all about perspectives. And as a parent, the things that you have that are extra things in your tool bag that you can pull out when you need them. So, oh no, let me do this. Let me try this. Let me try this. That's what I aim to do with this particular program.
So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So Calm the Craze, it starts April 10th. Mm-hmm. And it's every week. It's every Wednesday. So April 10th through May 1st. And it is live Zoom calls every week, workshop styles, different moms and community where moms all over the country are signing up, which is really great.
I'm so excited.
And so we're just going to do practical tips similar to the things that you and I have talked about in this call here today, and then things that you and I talk about outside of this, and, you know, in DMs and all these text messages, things like that, to support moms and to one, tell you, even though it's called Calm the Craze, you're not crazy. Okay. This may be your circus. These are your monkeys, but this is what we gonna do, right? This is how we're going to get from point A to point B, and different things that moms can do to get a little bit more peace. You may can't get a whole lot of quiet, but you can get some peace. You can get some time for yourself. How do you add and make sure that you are putting time in your day instead of filling it with these other things that you could push to the side so that you could put you in front? How are we gonna do those different things? So I'm really, really excited about it.
You put yourself on your calendar. I have a course that teaches that.
I saw. Listen, I have been waiting.
It's almost done.
For it. I'm so excited.
It's almost done. You know, little by little, right? So every week I actually do this 1 hour work session with a friend of mine. She's working on something. I'm working on something, but every Tuesday or Wednesday we get together on Zoom and we work on something.
Yeah.
You know, we chit chat for the first 5 minutes or so, but we work on something that moves the needle forward. Yeah. Whether, you know, and an hour doesn't sound like a lot, but it ends up being, it's having the concentrated time and sitting with somebody that is aligned. Mm-hmm. And I love that through all of this, through, you know, speaking, through fitness, through coaching, through time management, mentoring, like all of these things, I have become surrounded both virtually and in real life by women, by moms who are aligned.
Yeah.
And we're not doing the same things, right? I'm not teaching meditation. I do it. I know the benefits of it. Right. I use an app, thank God for apps, because that's just kind of how I do it. I do it right after a workout. So I work out really hard and then I bring it back down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But having people that are aligned has helped me little by little get this course done. And then when I'm done with that and that launches, there's going to be the next something. And little by little, again, it's not going to happen as fast as you may think, right? Yeah. I think we put these unrealistic expectations as moms on ourselves. Absolutely. I think society plays a bit of a part in it, but I do love that now there are more and more moms speaking out saying, I ain't got to do all that.
No,
I'm not. Right. I shan't.
Exactly.
That is my favorite word, by the way. I've taught shan't to my children, and it's such a fun word.
I love it. It's great.
You know, but it's one of those things. It's like, I ain't doing all that. I'm just not. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
That one, we're expected to, and two, that it keeps being perpetuated. But I love that now more moms are out and saying, you know what, I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
And it's going to be.
I'm going to surround myself with other moms that are doing stuff, cool stuff at their pace.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's what we do. And it is okay. It honestly is.
It absolutely is. Well, I love that we had time to do this. Thank you for squeezing me into your schedule.
Oh, girl.
Because you know how this went. You know how it went. It was like, okay, so what time do you have? I got between...
Right. It's like, okay, I could do that. I could do it.
So squeeze it in between pick up and
right. Pick up, drop off, pack and swim bags and jumping in the car. Like, yeah, listen, because
we gotta go.
He will be, Mom, we're gonna be late. We are not
gonna be late.
We'll practice start like
we're not gonna be late.
We're not gonna be late.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine, right?
So tell the people where they can find you.
Yes. So I am on Instagram. It is at Kimberly_Michelle with one L, but four ones. So Kimberly_Michelle1111. You can find me online, my website, Kimberly-Michelle.com. You can sign up for Calm the Craze on either one of those places. If you follow Miss Sanders, which you should be, because if you're listening to her podcast, come on, give her a good follow. Hello. We're definitely friends. You can find me through her profile and support us, like, because we're out here supporting you guys, giving you guys these gems, and we love doing that. And if you love the content, if you love what we're producing, the things that we stand for, absolutely come hang out with us on Instagram and on social media.
Because we're a fun follow.
Listen, this is us, right?
This is what you get.
This is it, right? So come and hang out. We would love it. And again, I thank you so much, dear friend, for giving me this opportunity. Yes. Anything,
listen, I put on, not only did I put on lipstick, I put on mascara and a little powder for you.
Me too. Shut up.
And I wash my hair. I wash my hair.
Listen, I did.
Come on, first wash and go.
Girl, listen, it's twisted under here and all that rain. I was like, no, we're going to try something. We're going to put a little razzle dazzle up top.
Listen, today. A little razzle, a little dazzle. It'll be fine. Dazzle. It's fine. Little razzle, little dazzle.
Little dazzle.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I'll talk to y'all in a couple weeks. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.